Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Cinephile, this one's for you. Your love of film allows us to do what we do. If you want to support us, the best way to do so is to hit that subscribe button. From Spotify to Apple to our video versions on YouTube, subscribing matters. Feel really compelled? Well, we want to hear from you. Have a burning question? An indie filmmaker we need to interview or a film we need to know about? Think you can make us laugh on the air? Drop us a comment or a review.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of the Fandor Video Podcast. My name is Hooman. I'm here with the great Chris Kelly.
And our
amazing producer,
Bryn.
And Bryn.
All right, we have two very interesting guests today. They're, you know, talking to us from Iceland, of all places. Have you been to Iceland, by the way?
I've never been to Iceland.
Bryn?
Surprising. I have not.
I haven't either. Okay. Ozzy and Anton. Ozzy, Anton, tell us a little bit about yourselves. How old are you guys? And then tell us a little bit about your movie, Come to Harm.
Yeah.
Wait, who's that guy who keeps drinking? That guy's been drinking even during that. What are you drinking, bro?
Me?
Yeah.
So I just got this. It's a smart bubble. Like, it like blinks like when I take a sip. And it like locks my water usage. Because we have like the cleanest water in the world. Just got straight it. From our, you know, tap. So,
right.
Gotta stay hydrated.
Okay. He seems thirsty. Did you just work out?
No. I never work.
I never work.
All right. Let's get to the film.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Anton, how old are you guys? Where do you live? And tell us about your movie, Come Down.
Yeah. I'm Anton Christensen. I'm the co-director of Come to Harm with Ozzy. I also shot the film.
Yeah.
So I'm 23.
Mm-hmm. And my name is Ásgeir Sigurðsson. I'm the co-director with him. I also wrote the film, and I also star in the leading role.
Okay.
Oh, you star. So you both of you guys directed this, and one of you shot it, and the other one stars in it. Wow. Incredible.
Yes.
What's your movie about?
So it's called Come to Harm. It's a small Icelandic thriller / drama. And it's a story about two brothers who come from a family of substance abuse. And it's kind of the story of how the mother deals with substance abuse and the hereditary effects it has on the brother's relationship. And, you know, it's kind of a drama that turns more into a thriller, like more action down the road.
I see. Okay. How old were you guys when you started working on this film, Come to Harm?
Yeah, so I was 20 years old. I wrote it during COVID, 2020. I'm born in 2000. And it was a really quick process. It was something we decided really quickly because he was graduating from school in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I wrote it in July 2020, and we started shooting in October of 2020.
So I graduated from
Hey, what did you just say?
Yeah, bro, you just said something Icelandic. What did you say?
Telling me to talk about the school.
Don't worry about it. So, we don't like these guys.
Okay, yes,
No, nothing like that. But yeah, so I graduated from LA.
Please leave these questions these guys are asking.
Yeah.
Why do they keep looking at our
what we have learned from this interview is it's really hard, you know, coordinating with the two of us because we always have to know when the other one starts talking. So we kind of just use like Morse code.
I want more Icelandic between you two. All right, we got the gist of that. All right, let's talk about the next question. Filmmaking is complicated, and you have to raise money. You have to put a crew together. Did you guys have a mentor? Did you all how much money did you raise? Tell us that process.
Yeah. So, no, not any mentor really. I studied films in like kind of high school. Or like community college, it's not the same system here in Iceland. But right after I graduated, he was coming home, and it was really through our whole school years. Like the when he was in Los Angeles, we were always buying, you know, equipment. We were always buying lights, you know. We were always buying lenses, because we were working with school. And the film is shot on the Blackmagic 4K pocket cinema camera, which is like
pretty cheap camera.
It's like $1,800. So like everyone like that has even a summer job can buy it. So we just went out, you know, with that mindset that, you know, we have all this equipment. You don't need a Arri Alexa to shoot a film. You don't need like a $10,000 prime lens. You just need, you know, because the technology is that stage now that, you know, you can get the same image with the Blackmagic camera as from Arri, if you just have, you know,
it's amazing lights. What's happened on that. Hooman and I once made a movie using one of the first cell phone cameras. So
mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it was 720p. It was not ideal from a resolution perspective, but we got it done, and we got it done.
That was 2011. Yeah, before you were 10 born.
Years ago now, right?
I guess I'm wondering, how much did this thing cost you guys to make?
Yeah. So it's like a rough estimate.
American dollars. What's your currency called in Iceland?
It's called the Icelandic krona, like a crown. Yeah. So I would say roughly with like every post-production cost, with actors, location, it was about 15,000 grand.
Okay. Oh, that's good. And then the casting, how did you cast for them? Did you have a casting director? Did you do auditions? How'd you do that?
We did auditions. So from the start, we knew that Ásgeir was going to be acting as the main role or the lead role. So that made the scheduling kind of easy for us. Because if we have a main actor, we kind of have to schedule around when he's available. And, you know, he wrote the film, so he's always available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So... Nice. So, what's happened with the movie? Like, where has it been? Tell us a little.
So, bit. It's actually really fun because recently we were just talking about now with the Blackmagic 4K, how you don't need like much cash to shoot a film and make it look good. You know, Anton was recently, and the film also was nominated for an Icelandic Academy Award for cinematography.
That's fantastic.
And it's like the congratulations. That's like the greatest honor you can get in Iceland. And also one of our actors got an Academy Award, like the young boy in the film, he got an Academy Award for acting.
Yeah,
nomination. And it's just so crazy, like seeing us with all the, you know, big production films in Iceland, because we're like the only film that's like, you know, below like a couple of million, kroners. Because, and it's just great seeing that, because it's like, I think we're seeing an evolution in filmmaking where young people can just go out, take their friends and make, you know, films that are going to travel the world, and you know, people are going to see, and it's not going to look worse, or it's not going to have a worse story or anything. It's just the same, it's just different.
So what's how are you thinking of distributing this film?
So what we did is we went to, I think it was five film festivals last
like
year.
Five, six.
Which film festivals?
We went to Rhode Island International Film Festival, and then we went to Oldenburg in Germany,
Nordic Film Festival, and the Reykjavik Film Festival, which is a really appraised film festival.
Yeah,
it's one of our favorites here in Reykjavik,
in Iceland.
And then Rhode Island Film Festival, we won the Directorial Discovery Award, which is like a grand prize for new directors. So that was really an honor for us, you know, because it was the first festival that we got into.
And it's an Academy Award festival, which can get you onto the Academy Awards.
What's the best compliment you got as a result of going to the film festivals? Is there a moment that you really loved at one of the film festivals that you could share with us?
Yeah. So, you know, when we're first going out to film festivals, we had been editing for like a year and we had been in post-production for a year. And you really get like this tunnel vision because we're not showing anyone the film. It's just like the crew and they come like, oh, it looked great. But you really lose vision of what you had in the first place. And we went to Oldenburg the in Germany because it was COVID. So it was like we could travel like in the Nordic region. But like the first review that came out of it, you can like it's a critic review on IMDb. And it's like these young guys walked on screen and presented their film. And I was like, I thought it was a parody film first because they were so young. But in fact, it was the best movie I've seen in the festival last 10 years. And it's a masterpiece. And we were just like,
that was
what the hell? It's like a first movie.
Wow.
That kind of like boosted our ego. But like from there on out, it's been really great reviews. Mm-hmm. And we've gotten, you know, just a lot of honest and good criticism, you know.
Chris has a really important question for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Does everybody in Iceland have a Bjork story, and what's yours?
Yeah. I used to get this question a lot when I lived in LA.
I'm sure.
I think Bjork is, she's a lot more famous in the US than she is in Iceland.
Yeah, that's actually true.
So like every Uber I jumped into, it was like, so you know Bjork? I was like, yeah, mm-hmm. I know Bjork. Yeah,
yeah, that's correct.
So what's your story?
Just really not. I mean, I've not seen her play or anything. Personally, we're not huge fans of her music, but she's an amazing artist.
She's an icon. She's,
yeah.
She's really the only person.
What if she says she wants to be in your next movie? What are you going to say?
Of course, yes.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
we'll write a role for her on the spot.
Yeah. Okay, so how can people see this movie, Come to Harm?
Yeah, so it will be released internationally on the 14th of June, both on Fandor and other TVOD and SVOD exclusive streaming services. So in June, you can go to iTunes or, you know, you can go to Fandor if you're in the United States, in Europe, iTunes, and you can go up there and check it out and stream it.
All right.
So has anybody made the comment about, you know, your path being very much like Ben Affleck and Matt Damon in the early days?
No, actually not, but I have thought of it.
Yeah, that's a good comparison.
The first one.
There we go. See?
Yeah, because, you know, the first film and the Academy Awards now, you know, right. Let's see where this goes.
It's like Good Will Hunting. It's on its
way. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So now that you have all this fame and success and accolades and compliments, what's next?
Yeah, we have a couple of projects mm-hmm. on the horizons, both that were just, you know, editing the story and making the story, but like this has opened a lot of opportunities for us, especially in Iceland, mm-hmm. Where people have been coming to us, you know, with need of help for the script, or also just for us to make our next film, you know, get to, you know, pay our crew more and mm-hmm. get a bigger budget. it has opened up that possibility, and we're both working on a TV show and a movie, and so we're gonna see how that goes, you know, for the next year.
One last question that I just thought of. What's the most amount of takes you had to do for one scene?
Ooh, okay, takes. Good question. So yeah, it was emotional.
This one,
it isn't, because emotionally it's a hard film for me, because you know it's my character goes through a lot, and I'm also directing the film. But you,
yeah, there was one scene that we had. It was a Steadicam shot of he's walking down a road, and the camera kind of follows him from the back, and then turns to the front.
Yeah.
And the weather was not complying that day. So I think we shot around maybe 20 or 30 takes.
Yeah.
And then we just scrapped it for the day.
Because we couldn't get the
we
shot.
We just couldn't get the movement as we wanted to. So we went back like a couple of days later, and I think we shot about 10 shots then, and we finally got
the take that because we the weather in Iceland, it's, you know, you can't, there's no, like, the weather gods are not on our side.
No,
you know?
It's
you
like
can't.
Wind, and then 15 minutes later, it's raining, and then it's sunny.
Yeah, so.
No volcano problems while you were filming?
Good question.
Actually, no, but when we were filming our last scene, there was like a news, like the volcano has erupted, and everyone was like, oh my god, oh my god. Like, we were like, keep the cool, we're still filming, you know. Let's get the scene.
Did you guys sit in the movie theater just to watch the audience reaction to your film?
Yes.
How was that?
We've been in a couple of times.
It's weird when you've seen the film like 100,000 times, and then you're sitting there and you just know every second that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of a weird experience sitting there, and mm-hmm. and then when you get the laughs or maybe the gasps that you wanted,
when
it,
the
it's
emotional
really good,
impact.
Yeah, it's a really good feeling when they land where you were supposed to.
Yeah, it reminds us of why we do it.
Yeah,
seeing with an audience.
That's amazing. I'm honestly so happy for you guys. We do so many of these interviews. And sometimes in my mind, I'm like, all right, when's this going to be over?
Love the
yeah,
we did you guys show for this. Like, it's just.
You guys remember when we were this young and innocent? Anybody?
So long ago.
It's been a while.
Well, Anton, Oscar, I mean, honestly, we wish you nothing but the
Aussie.
Best. Aussie. Sorry. we wish you nothing but the best. And please, like, hopefully we can keep in touch. And I'd love to know what you guys are working on next. So whenever you're ready to let the world know, we'd love to do another interview with you.
Yes, of course. Definitely. 100%.
Do you guys enjoy this interview?
Yes. It's really fun. I like
it. Love it.
I would say it's the best interview that we did.
Top five.
Right. Yeah, we're not surprised. We're used to that.
We hear that all the time.
Are we going to hear any Icelandic phrases or anything?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Hvað vil ég heyra af því sem við höfum að segja?
Yeah. Okay. Probably þetta rettast. It's like the most famous Icelandic quote. It means it'll be all right, you know. You know, something's not right now, but you know, time will pass and everything will be all right.
Yeah.
It's like the most thing.
It's a very Bob Marley attitude. We get the
Rasta
Icelandic.
Yeah, exactly. And it's true. You know,
Can you say this in Icelandic for me? My donkey is lost in your backyard. And can I use your bathroom?
Asnin minn týndur í bakgarðinum. Má ég nota klósettið?
Thank you. All right. Hey, how can people get in touch with you guys if they want to learn more? Is there a website or anything?
Yeah. So we do have our Instagrams. Mine is just my name, and his is
mine
Anton.
Is AntonKK98.
Yep. And like for professional reach, you know, it's just IMDb Pro. We have everything in there, so you can just reach us there.
Yes.
You guys, thank you so much
Thanks,
for
guys.
Your time. We wish you
nothing. Thank you guys.
This was a pleasure.
All right, man.
You too.
Thank you guys.
That's a wrap, guys.